Hare Krishna. Could everyone hear? Could you hear in back? Hare Krishna. Is there a speaker inside here? It's echoing a little, this one. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Astrakya Deshatarine Panchatatvatma Bhavu Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktavyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namame Gaura Krishe Maha. I offer my sincere thankfulness to all of you for attending this auspicious satsang this evening. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur described that just as Lord Sri Krishna was born in the house of Vasudev and Devaki, but performed his leelas in the home of Nanda and Yashoda. Similarly, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born at Yogapit, but performed unlimited pastimes in Srivasangam, the house of Srivas. The Adi Lila of the Lord, according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, is from the time Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world to his initiation in Gaya. And Madhya Lila begins at the beginning of his Harinam Sankirtan pastime. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami divides it by other calculations that the Adi Lila was from the appearance of the Lord until he takes sannyas. Madhya Lila is the 6 years after initially taking sannyas when he traveled to many, many places. And Antya Lila is the last 12 years where he remained in Sri Jagannath Puri, manifesting the greatest symptoms of transcendental ecstasy. So in terms of after Lord Chaitanya began his Sankirtan movement, upon returning from Gaya, the vast majority of his time, both day and night, was spent here at Srivasangam. In this direction is the exact place where the house of Srivas Thakur was. Here is the place where Advaita Prabhu resided when in Navadvip, and there is Gadadhar Pandit's residence. This place is called Kolabanga Danga because the Murdanga was broken here. And although that breaking of Murdanga is completely inauspicious. Because the mridanga is symbol of Sankirtan. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal paraphernalia to accompany the sweet chanting of the holy names. Thus, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he put the domes on the top of his temples similar to the shape of mridangas. He called the printing of book, the printing press that would publish books, the brihat, or big mridanga. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was to spread the glories of Harinam Sankirtan. Yesterday at Sri Kanda we heard how the devotees were so sensitive, were so refined in their loving sentiments that anything in connection to Krishna they considered very worshipable. Tadiya means those things in relationship to Krishna, Krishna's devotees, Krishna's temple, Krishna's clothing, the instruments that are utilized in Krishna's service. They are all as worshipable as Krishna because they're so very dear to Krishna. So how dear is the mridanga? We heard how before the kirtans in those days they would perform puja to mridanga and kartals. Well, it was here that Chand Kazi broke mridanga. Hare Krishna. Now that seems very inauspicious. And Lord Chaitanya was not happy. However, perhaps we will discuss this particular story at a latter time during the yatra. But that was the turning point of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Because when everything was going relatively nicely, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained here in Srivasangam with the doors locked, performing kirtan with his devotees. The first time he actually went out in a public assembly and invited everyone to join was the march to the house of Chand Kazi, because he had harassed the devotees and broke the mridanga. So in this way we should know that in Krishna consciousness, as long as we have faith, as long as we are committed to executing the will of the Lord, then even what apparently is most inauspicious is transformed into the most auspicious offering. Srivas Thakur and his three brothers, Sri Ram, Sri Pati, Sri Nidhi, appeared in this world in Srihatta, which is today called Silet, in Bangladesh. And young in their life, they shifted here. They lived for some time in Kumarhatta, but during the Lord's Leela of Navadweep, this was their home. Srivas Thakur's wife was Malini. His family members, they were performing kirtan practically day and night in their home in order to attract Lord Krishna to descend into this world. Advaitacharya was on bank of Ganga worshipping Lord Krishna with Ganga water and tulsi leaves, crying with loud voice for the Lord to appear. And Srivas Thakur and his brothers were right here at Srivasangam having intense kirtans of love. longing for the Lord's descent. We discussed previously that Lord Chaitanya, when he was Nimai Pandit, did not externally manifest his role as a devotee. He kept it very much hidden within his heart. He appeared to be a very beautiful, learned scholar. The devotees were praying, praying, praying. We can't live with him, we can't live without him. We love him as we love Krishna. But he never talks about Krishna. He only speaks prajalpa. Just mundane topics. And one day, Srivas Thakur met Lord Chaitanya on the bank of Ganga and said, "Why do you waste your time with all this mundane education? How will it help you at the time of death? Only Krishna can save you at the time of death. The only truth, the only reality in all of existence is Krishna and devotion to Krishna." And Lord Chaitanya actually became very humble and respectful before Srivas. He said, "After some time when I meet a great Vaishnav, I will become a devotee because you have given me your blessing." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya after receiving the blessings, the initiation and the order of Ishwarapuri to inaugurate Harinam Sankirtan, he came back to Navadvip a very, very different person. When he came to his house, he called a few devotees who happened to be there to welcome him in a private place. And he was telling them about his trip. And when he began to describe the beautiful lotus feet of Krishna that are worshipped in Gaya Dham, torrents of tears flew from his eyes. He was choked up. The type of symptoms of ecstasy that he manifested were never to be seen before. The devotees were very, very happy. The Lord said, "Tomorrow at Suklambar Brahmachari's house, I want to reveal the sorrow of my heart to you." Now here in Srivasangam, in this area, there used to be a vine. And that vine, every single morning, had abundant, fragrant, sweet flowers. And most all the devotees would come to this place to pick those flowers for their puja. One devotee who met the Lord the night before, whose name was Sriman Pandit, he was smiling. And Srivas and the others said, "Today you are all smiles. Can you tell us why?" He said, "Yes, there's a very good reason. Everything we've been praying for has been fulfilled. Nimai has become a Vaishnava. Not just an ordinary Vaishnava. The manifestations of ecstatic love that he is manifesting has never been seen before. There's no arrogance. There's no pride. There's no talk about anything except his love for Krishna. His separation from Krishna. Nimai has become a devotee. He wants to meet us at the house of Suklambar Brahmachari." Suklambar Brahmachari was a very simple, poor man. Suklambar Brahmachari, he just had one little cloth sack that he kept around his shoulder. And he would go begging every day. He would go to 10 or 12 houses just to get enough for one meal. Now, what do people give beggars? They don't give them the best. They give them the worst. Or they don't give them anything at all. So they would just give him some broken rice. Sukalamba Brahmachari was so humble, so unassuming. It is told that besides the very, very sincere devotees, who were there only a few in Navadvip, the whole rest of the town just considered he was just an ordinary, useless type of a beggar. They did not understand that within his heart, he possessed the ultimate wealth of pure unalloyed love, love for Krishna. He would just go begging, but he would be constantly chanting the holy names and constantly meditating on Sri Radha and Krishna in the core of his heart. So he was a poor brahmachari. He lived in a little thatched hut on the bank of the Ganga. That is where Lord Chaitanya wanted to meet the devotees. And when they came, Lord Chaitanya, there was a pillar. He stood next to the pillar. And he explained how his whole life he wasted. And then by inconceivable, causeless mercy, he saw Krishna. And he ran to embrace Krishna, but Krishna disappeared. And as he was explaining this sorrow of his heart, he just erupted with emotion. Krishna, Govinda, Gopinath, Shyam Sundar, where are you? Where have you gone? Why have you left me? And he fell against the pillar, unconscious. Gadadhar Pandit happened to be there, secretly hiding in a little bit of a distance place. When Gadadhar Pandit saw Nimai in this condition, he fell unconscious in ecstasy. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally came back to consciousness, he asked Suklambar Brahmachari, who is here? And he said, your Gadadhar is here. Your Gadadhar is here. And Lord Chaitanya went to Gadadhar Pandit. And with a very, very deep emotion, he told to Gadadhar that you are so fortunate. Since the very earliest stages of your childhood, you have had no inclination toward any material enjoyment. You're completely renounced. You know nothing except devotion to Krishna. How fortunate you are. But as far as me, how unfortunate. I spoiled such a sacred part of my life in the vain pursuit of mundane knowledge. I wasted my existence. And then by the causeless, inconceivable mercy of the Lord, Krishna revealed himself to me. But due to the extent of my past sinful karma, the Lord disappeared. Oh, Krishna, where have you gone? Where is Krishna? Torrents of tears flowing from his eyes. When the devotees saw this manifestation of the Lord's love, their hearts were floating in bliss. From that day, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, there's a nice little story. His students came back to take lessons from him. And he said, all right, I will teach you lessons. But every time he tried to teach lessons, all he could speak about was Krishna. He would start his class, and then he would just go into a trance and just talk about Krishna for 9 hours. And then he'd come out of his trance and he'd ask his students, what did I talk about? And they said, we don't know what you're talking about. You didn't say anything about the subject. You just talked about Krishna and different names of Krishna and different rasas of Krishna. This was going on every day. So the students, they were bewildered. So they went to Ganga Das Pandit, who was Lord Chaitanya's teacher. And they said, Nimai, something happened since he went to Gaya. He only talks about Krishna. He doesn't teach us the subjects that we've come to learn. He said, I will take care of this. Well, Ganga Das called for Lord Chaitanya. He said, your father was a great devotee of Krishna. Your mother's a great devotee of Krishna. Nilambar Chakravarti, your grandfather's a great devotee of Krishna. I'm a devotee of Krishna. But still, we perform our duties in a responsible and proper way. You're a teacher. You must teach the subject that you're assigned to teach. And you can still be a devotee of Krishna. Now, please act properly. Lord Chaitanya said, yes, from this day I will act properly. And he really tried. He would teach at Mukund Sanjay's courtyard. He was teaching, and he actually went right back into his old mode. Who dares come before me to answer any of my questions? Where is the Bhattacharyas, the Vishwas, the Acharyas, and the Chakravartis? They're all name-only bogus people. Let them come and answer my questions. And the students were very happy. This is the Nimai that we know. And then he began to teach lessons. But there happened to be a man, Ratnagarbhacharya. He was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam a little distance away. And when Nimai heard the Bhagavatam, he just went into ecstasy. He totally went into ecstasy. He fell unconscious. And then he got up. Many, many hours later, the students were just dancing, he was singing, he was crying, and he said, so, how was my lesson today? I said, Panditji, you know, this is what happened. He said, all right, we will continue our lessons tomorrow. Ultimately, Lord Nimai, he told his students, actually, the next day he started his lessons again. And then somehow or other he just went into a trance and talked about Krishna, 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 Krishna. Every verb, every word, he would explain everything in reference to devotion to Krishna. He would explain every syllable, every letter, every grammatical rule, every verbal root, exclusively in a way to show people that this is all meant to teach you how to love Krishna and to glorify Krishna. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, he is very expert at this subject. So then he came out of his trance and he asked the students, what did I speak about in my lesson today? He said, we don't know. All you talk about is Krishna. And Nimai became very serious. He said, actually, I must tell you that wherever I look, I only see that beautiful lotus-eyed son of Nanda Maharaj who is standing in a threefold bending form playing upon his flute. Any sound I hear, I only hear the names and glories of Krishna. I cannot speak about anything else. I'm very sorry, but I cannot be your teacher anymore. I give my full blessings. You could go to any other teacher in all of Navadvip. But my heart knows only Krishna. Then he tied up his book to demonstrate to his students that he resigns. Every single one of his students tied up their books and put them down and said, Nimai Pandit, after having a teacher like you, how could we ever accept any other teacher? Now tell us how we can know and love Krishna. This was all happening just here on Bank of Ganga. And Nimai Pandit then taught them how to clap their hands, how to dance, and how to chant the holy names with great feeling. This was the first public kirtan of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu with his students. And Brahmins and pandits and the Navadvip Vasis and village ladies, they were all hearing this sweet kirtan, children dancing ecstatically. And because they were dancing and chanting in the presence of Lord Chaitanya, they were all exhibiting symptoms of love. And when the devotees saw this, their hearts melted. So from this day on, so many wonderful, wonderful things would transpire. But one thing that was constant was Srivas and his brothers having kirtan. Now, materialistic people, they didn't like this. Actually, things haven't changed all that much. It's a universal principle. I remember it was not long ago. I was walking in front of Radha Gopinath Temple, and one neighbor, I won't mention his name, elderly man, whoever lives at the temple knows who he is. I was just walking in front of the temple, and he said, Swamiji, said, why do you pollute the air? And I said, what do you mean? To ask that question in Bombay? According to the statistics, just breathing in Bombay is like smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Says, I'm talking about noise pollution. Said, you people early in the morning, late at night, you're just screaming all these noises and polluting the air. And when I heard that, I tried to refrain from showing my ecstasy. I felt this was one of the greatest glorifications our temple ever received. Because literally, quote unquote, he was speaking the exact words the blasphemer said about Lord Chaitanya in Sri Vasangam. So then I realized that yes, we are bona fide. According to our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, this is a seal of approval. Anyways, these people, they were powerful Brahmins. They weren't just ordinary. Very learned, very influential. They had a lot of Shakti. And they were complaining. They would come together in groups. One of them would say, I cannot sleep at night. Because this Srivas, he's become a madman. He and his brothers, they just scream all night. Why are they screaming all night? We know. Because they're just useless Vaishnavas. That means they don't have anything. They're just screaming because they have no food in their bellies. Besides that, it's Chaturmasya. And Vishnu is sleeping. And if they scream out his name so loud, they will wake him up and he will become so angry, he will destroy the whole universe. Somebody else said, this Srivas and his brothers, they shun all philosophy, all logic, and then all they do is scream and sing all day. What happened to silent meditation or quiet japa? Where in the Srimad Bhagavatam does it say you're supposed to dance around like a crazy person and scream? Another person says, the king of Bengal, who is Muslim, he has outlawed any public public performance of Hindu rites. He is hearing the screaming. In fact, on the way to Navadvip right now is several big boats with soldiers who are coming to punish the people of Navadvip for defying their laws, and it is all Srivas's fault. Somebody said, very good. They will tie up Srivas and they will put him in prison and they will torture him just what he deserves. And somebody else said, no. Srivas is very clever. He will escape. And then they'll tie us and and they'll punish all of us because of this Srivas. Before that happens, we should capture him. We should tie him up. And we should break his house into thousands of pieces and throw it in the Ganges and let it float away forever. The king's soldiers are on their way. So this news was spreading everywhere. Srivas Pandit, being a soft-hearted devotee who is genuinely concerned with everyone's welfare, he became very, very, very despondent that because of him, so many people will suffer. Because of him, the Vaishnavas may be persecuted. So he went into his temple room very, very sincerely to worship Lord Narasimhadev, fearing, not for himself, but fearing the other devotees would be in danger. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was coming out of his house, walking along the bank of the Ganga. When the blasphemers and materialistic people saw him, they started saying all harsh things to him. Where are you going, Nimai? What are you doing? You are crazy like the rest of them now. But they saw Nimai just didn't pay attention. He just looked very, he looked happy. So they started talking amongst themselves. So why does he look so happy? Why does he look so unconcerned? He knows that the king's soldiers are coming to punish the Vaishnavas. Why is he looking like this? Is he actually fearless and saintly? Another materialistic man replied, no, he's not. He is just pretending to be fearless so that nobody bothers him, but then he's going to escape. So Lord Chaitanya is listening to these things, and he's walking. As he's walking, he comes across a small herd of cows. Oh, such beautiful cows. Navadvip cows are like Vrindavan cows. They are Krishna's cows. Some of the cows were playing. Some were fighting with one another. Some were drinking water. Some were sleeping on the bank. Some were chewing some grass. Some were running around in circles with each other with their tails raised. It was a beautiful scene. When Lord Chaitanya saw these beautiful, playful cows, he entered into a spiritual trance. And he cried out, "I am he! I am he!" And then he ran right to Srivas Thakur's house, crying out, "I am he! I am he!" He knocked, he knocked, he knocked on Srivas's door. He knocked it so hard that the door caved in. And Srivas was in the temple room, worshipping Nrsingadev. Lord Chaitanya was saying, "I am he!" And Srivas turned around. He looked in four directions. And he saw the Lord. Lord Chaitanya said, "Whom do you worship? Whom do you worship, Srivas?" "The person who you worship is now standing before you. So many days I have hidden myself from you. But please know, Srivas, because of your Sankirtan, I left my abode in Vaikuntha and descended to this world." At that time, Lord Chaitanya manifested a beautiful forearm form. He was holding the conch shell, the Sudarshan chakra, the club, and lotus flower. When Srivas Thakur saw this, he fell to the ground in ecstatic love. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "I will rescue you. I will always rescue my devotees. Now, Srivas, offer me prayers." Srivas Thakur, he said, "What can I say? What can I say, my Lord?" The Lord ordered, "Offer prayers." Srivas Thakur, with folded hands, he began to pray from the core of his heart. He said, all glories to Lord Vishwambar, who has a beautiful complexion like a monsoon rain cloud, and who wears garment that is brilliant like lightning. All glories to Sachinandan, the son of Sachidevi, who has beautiful, beautiful eyes like blooming lotus petals, who has a peacock feather in his crown, in his hair. All glories to that student of Gangadas Pandit, who stands in his threefold bending form and plays his beautiful flute. All glories to the son of Jagannath Mishra, who is more beautiful than hundreds and millions of full moons. All glories to you, who are the supreme personality of Godhead, who holds a buffalo horn, a flute, and a cane. I give my life, my heart, I surrender unto you. You appeared as the son of Dasarat Sri Ram to kill the demon Ravana. You appeared as Varahadev to save the earth. You appeared as Lord Narasimhadev to protect your loving devotee Prahlad. You appeared as Hayagriva to rescue the Vedas. I am so fallen, so ignorant, and so foolish that all these days I did not know who you are. I treated you like an ordinary person. I let you wash my garments. I let you clean my utensils. I let you serve me like a menial servant. Because Because, my Lord, unless you reveal yourself, no one can understand you as you are. You have descended in Navadvip Dham to bestow the supreme love of the spiritual world upon all. I surrender my life to you. Today you have come into my house, my life, my home, my family, my ancestry. Everything has become perfect because you have revealed yourself. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He said, bring your wife, bring your children, bring all your family members, bring your maidservants, your maids, and all of your servants of your servants. Bring them all to me. He was still manifesting his four-armed form. Srivas came and brought all the people connected to his house, his family, the servants, and their servants. The Lord smiled upon them and placed his lotus feet on each and every one of their heads and gave them all prema bhakti. Srivas Thakur and his wife Malini worshipped the Lord's lotus feet with sandalwood, chandan, with tulsi manjaris, worshipped with argya, padya, offered garlands, offered arti. Lord Chaitanya explained how he was giving love of God even to the simple, illiterate maidservants of Srivas. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains in this regard that if one has a noble birth, high education, even if a person performs severe austerities, very powerful, even if a person has many, many followers, that does not attract the Lord's mercy. But these simple maidservants of the maidservants of Srivas, they attain the ultimate perfection of life. Why? Because with affection they were serving a devotee. Because they were dear to a devotee. This is to the extent the Lord loves his devotee, that he loves anyone who is dear to his devotee and gives them his blessing. Then the Lord told to Srivas, why are you afraid of that king? I am the controller of all the universe. The whole 14 worlds is acting under my direction. If I do not sanction the king to capture you, he will have no power to do it. But if he does it anyway, then when he comes on his boat, I will be the first one to board that boat. And when he sees me, he will come off the throne and offer it to me. But if due to his independence, he does not do that, then I will challenge him. I will tell the king, bring your elephants, your horses, bring the birds and the other domestic animals of your kingdom, bring them into the court. And then bring your mullahs and qazis. And have them chant their religious prayers in such a way that all the animals weep in ecstasy and chant with them. These are the men who have advised you to outlaw our Sankirtan. But they will fail. And then you know what I will do, Srivas? I will go into the jungle and I will grab elephants by the tails and bring them into the courtyard. And I will gather birds and I will gather horses and I will gather dogs and all of the other animals. and then I will begin to chant the holy name. And the elephants and the dogs and the birds and the horses, they will roll in the ground in ecstasy, weeping, incessant tears, loudly crying out Krishna's holy name. And then all the king's ministers, they will fall in the ground and roll, and the king will... The king will fall from his throne onto the ground, weeping incessantly, chanting the Lord's holy name. And if you don't believe that I have this power, Srivas, you watch what I do. And he turned to Srivas Thakur's four-year-old little niece, whose name was Narayani. And the Lord said, Narayan, Narayani, chant the holy names in ecstatic love. And this little, simple, innocent four-year-old girl chanted, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Tears were bursting out of her eyes. Her limbs were trembling. She fell to the ground, just crying out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. She was manifesting the highest symptoms of transcendental ecstasy simply by the will of the Lord. When Srivas Thakur saw this, he became overwhelmed with bliss. He said, my Lord, all my fear has been dissipated. I tell you this, my Lord, when you appear in the form of time to destroy the entire universal creation, I will be fearlessly chanting your holy name. The king never came. At least there's no record that he ever came. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eagerly awaiting for Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu left his home in Ekachakra when he was only 12 years old. And he traveled to the holy places for approximately 20 years. He was waiting in Vrindavan at Nityanandabhat or Sringarbhat. And he was simply waiting for the Lord to begin his Harinam Sankirtan movement. And then he secretly came to Navadvip. But he didn't expose himself to anyone. He hid in the house of Nandan Acharya. Tomorrow we will be going to Nandan Acharya's house. But with 1,400 devotees, it won't be so much of a hiding place for us. I believe it will be appropriate to save this wonderful narration for tomorrow. But that was the first place where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu met in this incarnation. It was an ecstatic meeting. Then the Lord told Nityananda Prabhu that Let us go to the house of Srivas. Tomorrow we will celebrate your Vyas Puja there. We will discuss this tomorrow. But it was here at Srivasangam that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda first danced together in kirtan. The beauty of that dancing enthralled all the devotees. Gaura and Itai were embracing each other. Sometimes they were trying to touch the dust of each other's feet. Lord Chaitanya was dancing so blissfully with Nityananda Prabhu, sometimes his feet were touching his head, his own head. And Nityananda Prabhu's feet was actually tilting the entire earth. He was so heavy in ecstasy. So yes, it was here in Srivasangam that Gaura and Itai performed their first sankirtan of dancing and singing together. That we will discuss tomorrow. But one interesting thing is, in the middle of the night, Nityananda Prabhu, who was staying at Srivasa's house, just began to roar. And he broke his danda, and he broke his kamandalu, and he broke everything around. And Sri Ram, the brother of Srivas, he was very confused. He told Srivas in the morning, this is what your Nitai has done. So Srivas said, I think you should tell Lord Chaitanya about this. So he told Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda Prabhu, come, let us bathe in the Ganga. So they went to Ganga. There was man-eating crocodiles in the Ganga. Nityananda jumped in the water, started swimming toward them, and all the devotees were going, hi, 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 Nitai, come back, come back. And he was running, he was just swimming right toward the crocodiles. He was going to embrace them. The devotees were bewildered. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Nitai, come back. Immediately, he became very calm and came back. And then that day was Vyas Puja. So one day Lord Chaitanya wanted to test Srivas Thakur. He said, why do you keep this madman, Nityananda Prabhu, in your house? And Srivas Pandit replied, even if Nityananda Prabhu appears like a drunkard, even if I lose my family, my wealth, my home, and my entire life because of him, still, I will always worship him as non-different than you. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he roared in ecstasy. Yes, you have understood the truth about Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The Lord embraced him with great, great love. It is explained how one day Lord Chaitanya was just approached by a Shivite, worshipper of Lord Shiva, who was just going door to door begging alms. But he actually was a very sincere devotee. He worshipped Shiva as the greatest devotee of Krishna, and he chanted the names of Shiva with no offense. So Lord Chaitanya was so pleased by this beggar that spontaneously he assumed the form of Lord Shiva and jumped on the Shivite's shoulders and started dancing on his shoulders. And he was crying out very loudly, I am Shiva! I am Shiva! I am Shiva! And his long, long, matted hair was flying back and forth. And he was playing the din-din drum, and he was playing horns. The Shivite was in absolute ecstasy. After some time, Lord Chaitanya came to his external consciousness, jumped off his shoulders, gave him alms, and then went home. But that Shivite attained the ultimate perfection of all of his religious aspirations. He became a pure devotee by the Lord's mercy. Soon after this, Lord Chaitanya approached his devotees. Actually, it was in the house of Suklambar Brahmachari. He told the devotees, the most important of all religious principles for the age. He said, according to the Brihadaranyaka Purana, the only means of attaining perfection in this age of Kali is the chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya quoted, Harinama, Harinama, Harinam eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatiranyaka. And he explained in this verse, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. Three times it is repeated for emphasis that there is no other way, no other way, no other way, so that there should be no doubt in any intelligent person's mind. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Three times emphasized. There is no other way but the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. He explained to his devotee that Krishna has descended in his name. All of Krishna's potencies are within his name. The holy name of Krishna has the power to awaken our original love of Godhead. But then he explained to the devotees how we must learn to chant the holy names. And he quoted that most exalted sloka, Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahishnana amanina manadena kirtanisa. He said, one must be humble like a blade of grass. Everyone tramples on the grass. The grass graciously offers its services. One should be more tolerant than a tree. The tree tolerates the winter, cold, the summer heat, so much abuse by birds and humans. The tree will never complain, will never criticize, will never blame anyone. One must be more tolerant than the tree. And one must be devoid of any false prestige. That means not wanting credit or respect for oneself, but one must be eager to offer all respects to all others. This is the state of mind by which Krishna will empower us to chant his names constantly. Lord Chaitanya very, very sincerely explained these principles. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in this particular episode, he just becomes so emotional about Lord Chaitanya's teachings. He said that everyone should take this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena, and put it on the string of the holy name and wear it around their neck and keep it always. It was after giving this instruction of how to chant the name properly that Lord Chaitanya really surprised his devotees. He said, we are chanting through the day, but at night we're wasting so much precious, valuable time. Sleeping, doing all kinds of other things. He said, not a moment should be wasted. From this day on, it is my will that we not only chant throughout the day, but we continue the kirtan throughout the night, every single night. Would you like to hear that instruction? That means no more sleeping. When the devotees heard that instruction, they rejoiced. Jai! Jai!
Jai!
Hariyo! Enthusiastically, they inaugurated the nocturnal kirtans. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally selected the house of Srivas Pandit to be the place where they performed their kirtans every night. And sometimes they would have the kirtans at the house of Chandrasekhar, which all of you went today, Brajapatana. What kind of kirtans took place here? The Lord, He did not want to exhibit the ecstasies of His love before common people. So He locked the doors and locked the windows. And only His personal associates, which means His devotees and also their wives, it was a little distance, they were the only ones to be allowed in.